Okay, we were waiting just for you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, a few kind of announcement things, and I will put them up on my website tonight or tomorrow. On the 21st, November 21st, a woman is coming in from the naval base, underwater, I think, area, and she is interested in people that are in networking, forensics, or security. And so she is going to come in and talk about an internship program that they have. It's going to be 2 o'clock on the 21st. So if you're in one of those programs and you're interested in finding out about it, it's a paid. They have paid internships that essentially, if you do a good job, evolve into jobs. And working for the government. And so I think it's well worth going and finding out about it if you're in one of those three areas. Forensics, security, or networking. So if you're in one of those three areas, go. That same week, and this one will be in class, we have a person coming in from Meditech who is interested mainly in programmers, but they also are interested in other things, but their main thing is programming. They're going to come to the class, and a lot of our students end up working for Meditech in programming. If they're in programming, a lot of our students end up working for Meditech. I think they've got at least 20 over there right now, if not more. So that is coming to our class on the 18th. So that week is basically, there's going to be different things to find out about jobs. So I will post it on my website, but I would suggest if you're in these areas, then you want to be sure to hear the discussion of it. Okay, the mid-semester status sheet is optional, but if you are concerned about where you stand and whether you've done everything, fill it out and send it to me, and I will confirm or say, no, actually, I don't have that. But it's a good way to make sure that I have what you have and that we're in sync. Okay? And I worry about that because sometimes people think they send something and they don't. Sometimes email doesn't deliver. And sometimes I make a mistake. I correct something and I forget to put it in the grade book. It means it's in your folder if I corrected it, so I can fix it. And before the end of the semester, I go back and check. But still, you know, we all make mistakes, so it's a good thing to check up on your status. So if you fill that form out and send it to me, then I will get back to you and let you know if my grade book agrees with you. Okay? When we come to the final, I'm going to require that you do one of these. In fact, to the point where I will tell you that I will not correct the final unless I get one of these. I post it along with the final, and it goes through the whole semester. And it's considered part of the final, and I'm not going to correct the final unless I get it from you, which usually is incentive enough so that I get it. The final is a take-home final, and you get it. It's posted 1 week before it's due. And you can work on it at your leisure and then pass it in the day that the final is scheduled for is the day it has to be passed in by the time that the final is scheduled to start. But in fact, the final is a take-home final because this class is composed of both a student option, which means there's a lot of people that are taking it online, which means, you know, I'd rather take a final online than take it in class in 2 hours. So basically I say, okay, everybody gets it online, since some of them are going to get it online, because it just makes more sense to work on it in your leisure as opposed to work on it under 2 hour time frame, and it's going to take you longer than 2 hours to do. Okay. So that's the kind of announcement stuff. Portfolio project. Within the department, we require that people that graduate have a portfolio, and we work on it a lot in the capstone course. but prior to the capstone course, we'd like you to get started on it. So I want you to do a HTML portfolio. And if you go to examples and look under HTML, there's a template for a portfolio. Now, my sincere hope is that yours is better than this. Okay, I just did a very rough introductory page here. And so I've got a rough introductory page, and then I've got a link to a second page. And on the second page, you are going to list some activities that you, some projects that you've done. So I basically say, okay, I link over here, and I none of these work. These are all just, but you could put things in there. But what I require that you put in is in the assignment, and I said I wanted you to have a link to a database. I want you to have two JavaScript problems, and you can put up some other work as well. A couple of other things would be good as well, so that you essentially have samples of your work. Now, probably by the time you get to the final course, you're going to ditch all of the samples from the first semester courses and replace it with samples from later semester courses. But for now, we're putting in samples from first semester courses. So I want a database. I want two JavaScript. If you're taking a course with CIS 121, you might put in something from that course. What it's supposed to be is a portfolio, is a collection of work you could show to a potential employer and say, this is some of the stuff that I got at school. And so I want you to create that. And it has to be done in HTML. And you can put JavaScript in it if you want. In fact, if you have a lot of JavaScript in the template itself, that would definitely lead to an extra credit. And I want a list of things, and it's due by November 20th. So you can start on that. Questions on any of this? Okay. Today we're going to start out playing. So, what I want to do is we're going to bring up Alice. So find the icon that says Alice and click on that icon. Okay, so we've got an icon that says Alice. Alec is developed by Carnegie Mellon and it's free. If you want to have it at home, it's at alice.org and you can download it. Now, Alice is a lot of fun for kids. And it's included in some college courses. We do it for today, and we'll look at it a little bit more on Thursday. But it is just a fun thing to do. So, we're going to start out. I mentioned that tutorial one is a good tutorial if you are interested in a tutorial. So, we'll start out, and we have templates. And these are background templates, and I can choose dirt, grass, sand, snow, space, or water. Okay? So you go in under templates, under template, and you pick one of these backgrounds. So I'm going to pick snow. And I'm saying open, and now I've got snow there. Okay.
Oh, that's not on that. It's not on that computer. It's not on yours.
So you're going to have to either change computers
or... Yeah, you'll
have
to move over. If it's not on yours, yeah.
It's kind of weird that this...
Yes,
we
had it.
This one had it. He's over here.
Oh, all right.
I thought that was working with the guy there.
I thought it was, too.
But it's not any of that.
No.
Okay, has everybody else found it all right?
Okay.
How many of you have worked with Alice in the past?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so notice the little green thing here that says add objects. You're going to click on Add Objects. And this, basically what we're doing is making a little video. Okay? So we're going to click on Add Objects. So I'm going to click on Animals. And I'm going to go find penguins. And I'm going to put a penguin. I'm dragging a penguin up to my background. And then I'm dragging another penguin up to my background. And I'm placing them wherever I want them. Okay, so now I got two penguins up there. So now I'm going to hit the little folder symbol next to animals. And I am going to go to people. Because snowmen and snow women are classified as people. Okay, so I'm going to people. And I'm going to find a snow woman and move her up. And a snowman and move him up. Okay, now notice all of the things that I just moved up here are listed over here on the top left-hand corner. So I've got penguin, penguin two, because I picked two of them up. Snow woman, snowman. Okay, so I've got those all listed there. So all my objects, and these are called objects. All my objects are listed over there. Okay, so I now have four objects here. So, when I'm done with the objects, I click on Done. Okay? And now I can start programming. Now, notice it says, when the world starts, do world my first method. And here's world my first method. If you lose track of it, you can click up here at the top where it says world, and it will show you world my first method, because that's part of the world. So I can now do things with the penguins. So I can click on penguin and look at all the things I can do. These are called methods, modules, subroutines, procedures, but these are all the things I can do. So, I have a world my first method, and I want to make the penguin flap its wings. So I'm going over there, and I want to flap it 5 times. So I am clicking on other and picking 5, and it now says penguin wing flaps 5 times. Okay? Then I've decided I want to have the penguin glide. So I'm going to drag that over. Then I decided the snow woman, I want her to say hello. And then I want her to resize twice her vet size. And then I want her to turn right 2 revolutions. So I'm basically just dragging over things that I want to happen. And now when I say play, all those things happen. Okay? So I got all those things to happen. So essentially what it's doing is this is a way to kind of introduce programming. I'm going to let you play with this for a few minutes and develop your own thing, and then I'm going to take the fun out of it a little more, and we're going to learn to use it for practical things. But for now, I basically would like you to try to set up something and play with it.
I could be on this program all day.
I know, right?
Just take photos. I can mess around.
I can play with this too.
As I said, you can have fun for the next tip.
That's what I have in there.
Yeah.
So,
at some point during this time, I want you to go to examples Alice and download the thing that says balls bounce example. It's a zipped file, and I want you to download that and unzip it.
I just wanted to get it last night. I had more time
looking for it rather than just
download
it again. Yeah, save. Yeah. Go to the top file. No, it's not first. So let's see if this works, John. Save old as?
Table.
Or save old as? Table. Or save old as? I'm thinking save old as works. There you go. This is free software too.
I can go online.
You can get it from alice.org. Just be sure you get the version that looks like this, which is I think version 2, if you want to download it to do homework. There's a version 3 that is more, it does more for you, so you can't learn as much programming. So download version 2.
Should I save it to my flash drive?
Sure,
yeah, probably, right? So yeah, then I can just have it at home too.
You have to go to.
Well, I mean, you can save what you did. You have to download the program. You can't save the program.
No, the bouncing ball.
Yes.
And then you'll see Alice programming examples on the bottom. Just go to ball bounce example zipped. Put that on your flash drive or something, and then extract it. Otherwise, you will not be able to open it up. And to extract, just right click. You could extract it on, but you put it in a folder or something like that. What is it? That rule? Go downloads? Just click on that one right there. Right click on that zip. And just hit extract all.
Another download folder somewhere else.
Okay, so the world I want you to open is go to mine and under the zip files I want you to download the one that just says balls bounce.
Top one.
The top one. Just says balls bounce. Nothing after that. Now, what we basically have here is when I start, notice it says when the world starts, do world my first method. So what I've done here is I've got inside world my first method, I've got it doing free methods. Module, procedure, subroutine, whatever you want to call them. They call them methods. So that when I run this, the first ball bounces, the second ball bounces, the third ball bounces. That's all this does. Now, how did I make these modules or methods? What I did was I wanted to have the toy ball bounce. So I said, okay, I'm going to click on toy ball because it's the toy ball I want to bounce. So I clicked on toy ball. And when I click on it, it comes up. And one of the things it says over here is create a new method. Now what I've got here is these are methods that come with Alice. Above create new method is the method bounce. I created that. So now I'm going to create basically the same thing. So I'm going to say create new method. And it comes out and it says name your new method. So I'm going to call it bounce 2. for lack of creativity. Notice when I put bounce, it comes out red because I already have a bounce, but bounce 2 is okay. So I'm creating a method called bounce 2. So I click OK, and notice now that I have over here both a bounce and a bounce 2. Okay? Edit means that I can tell it what I want to do. Well, I'm going to make it do the same thing I did in bounce. So I'm going to take a look at bounce. When I say edit, it shows me balls bounce. And notice it opened a new tab up here. And what I did for bounce is I said move the ball down 6 meters, then move it up 6 meters. Because that makes it bounce, right? So that's what I want to do. So I'm going to go to ball bounce 2. And I'm going to say toy ball move down. And I want 6 meters. So I'm clicking on other and I'm getting 6 meters. And I'm saying, okay. Only I made it 66 meters. So let's fix that and make it just 6. Okay? And then I'm going to say, toy ball move. And I'm going to pick up. And I'm going to say 6 meters. So that means it moves down, up 6 meters. And then it moves up 6 meters. And that makes a bounce, right? Down, up. That makes it look like a bounce. So now if I run this, okay, I want to include this new routine. So I go over to World My First Method, and right now World My First Method just has the routines I had in it originally. I'm going to drag Bounce 2 over here. So now it's going to do bounce 2. Okay? If I wanted to do it, it has to be inside World My First Method. Because that's what's going to be executed when I hit play. I'm going to execute that. So now I'm going to hit play, and look what happens. I bounce the toy ball, I bounce the tennis ball, I bounce the volleyball, and I bounce the toy ball again. Bounce 2 bounced it again. Okay? So I have made a method to do another bounce. So I have here 3 methods. The toy ball bounce, the tennis ball bounce, volleyball bounce. And I added toy ball bounce 2. So I added a 4th method. Okay, so what a method is it's like a procedure, like a subroutine. It's saying, go do this chunk of code. Just go do that chunk of code. Okay? So, in order to make a method, I have to click on an object, and then I have to click on Create New Method. And it creates a method that is associated with the object. So I clicked on tennis ball, it's creating whatever associated with tennis ball. Okay? And so it creates a new method associated with it. Then I can say, I want the ball to resize up 5 times. And then I want the ball to turn right 2 revolutions. So that's a new method that I just made. Now, that method is sitting there, but if I want that method to actually happen, I have to go back to World My First Method and drag it over. And now it's part of World My First Method, and it will happen. So now if I click on play, and now the tennis ball has gotten bigger and spinning, okay? Because it did the method that called for it to get bigger and spin. Is everybody with me? Ask questions if you're not.
How did you make a bigger pen again?
I just went in and I made a method called tennis ball, whatever. So I clicked on tennis ball, and the tennis ball, I said, create new method, and I made it. And now if I want to see it, here's tennis ball, whatever. But if I click on edit, it would also bring it up. And in there, I dragged over the resize, which made it bigger, and then I dragged over the turn, which did two revolutions. Okay? So those are the two things that I put inside that method. Questions? Okay, then we're going to bring up the next one. File, open world. I don't want to chain out, don't want to save this. I'm going to bring up the one that says balls bounce if. So click on that and bring it up. Balls bounce if. Okay, so now we're going to start looking at a little bit more about methods and modules. When I execute the program, I'm executing the program named world.myfirstmethod. Now, we've talked in the past about programs can have three things. They can have kind of a startup and housekeeping, and they can have processing, and they can have wrap-up. Okay? So that's what I want to do. I want to make a method called startup. I want to have a method called process, and I want to have a method called wrap-up. Now, startup is beginning things, beginning, or first time, when I stop. Wrap up is when I end. And processing is more what I want to do. Okay, so I've got those three methods going on. Now, if you look at those methods, and I've got them right here, notice they all start with the word world, because this is my world. And so I want to have the startup of my world, the processing of my world, and the wrap-up of my world. So those are all world dot. And if I wanted to make another one, I click on world and say create new method, and I can make another one. I can make another method. Just give it a name and it will make another method. So let's look at these methods. Edit. In edit of startup, okay, I did an edit of startup. So what startup does is it moves all the balls up 6 meters. Well, that's a good start. I want to get them up at the top for whatever I want to do. So I'm moving them all up to the top. Now, how did I do that? I clicked on toy ball and then took its move and took it over. And then I clicked on tennis ball and took its move and brought it over. And then I clicked on volleyball and brought its move over. Okay, and I want to move up, and I want to move up 6 meters. So I put all that in. Okay, so I now have the startup. If I go back to world and I look at the wrap-up, all I do in the wrap-up is bring them all down. So on the startup, I took them all up, and on the wrap-up, I pull them all down. If you have characters, you might have them all say hello in startup, and all say goodbye in wrap-up, okay? Because there it's about to end. Okay, so now we're going to look at process, which is where I have the work. Okay. So what I want to do in process is I want to make one of the balls bounce. And I want to use a random number to determine which ball is going to bounce. So, the first thing I have to do is make a random number. Okay, so we're going to go through this kind of step by step, and I'm going to redo it. I guess I can't get it up much without messing that up. All right. So, I am saying, first of all, I need to declare a variable. Because when I get a random number, I have to put the random number in a variable. Think about the guess game that we wrote. Or the rock, paper, scissors that you should be writing. We had to generate a random number and put it in a variable. So that's what we're doing here. So I'm going to click on create new variable, and I'm going to have a variable called new one, because it's a new variable. So I'm going to have a variable called new one, and I'm going to have it start out with a default value of 1, so I'm all set. And then I'm going to click OK. And notice it just created a second variable. I had one called which ball. Now it's creating a variable called new one. Okay, so I can create as many variables as I want. So, now what I want to do is I want to get a random number. Well, random numbers are functions. Every language that I know of has a function to create a random number, meaning it has code behind the scenes to create a random number. So I am going to look into functions and look what I see. I see one that says random number. Now, in Alice, this is what I have to do, and it's a little convoluted. I have to say, okay, where do I want to store that random number? I want to store it in new one. So I'm going to drag new one down, and I'm going to set its value, and I'm going to just pick 1, because I don't care what I set its value to, because I'm going to change it in just a minute. But in order to make it go in place here, I have to set the value to something. And you'll find that we're going to have to do that a couple of times, where just set it to something and then fix it. And that's kind of something you have to do. So I'm saying, okay, set it to 1. But what I really want it to be is the random number. So I'm taking a hold of the random number and dropping it where the 1 is. And sometimes it doesn't cooperate and you have to manipulate it a little bit to make sure it gets there. But now I've got set value to random number. See, I'm repeating what I did up here at the top. See the word more? I click on the word more, and it lets me tell it more, which is I want to know the minimum number. And I'm going to say the minimum is 0. And another more, I want to give it the maximum, and I'm going to make the maximum 3, so I have to click other to get the 3. And then there's more mores, but we're done, so we're not going to worry about them. So what I'm now generating is a random number between 0 and 3, which means it will be 0 point something something up to 2.999. Okay, it's generating a random number. So now I've got a random number, and it's stored in new one. So now I want to test it. So I'm going to pull up the if else. Okay, and again, I'm repeating what I did at the top. Now, when I pull up the if else, it wants me to pick a true or false. So I'm picking true. But again, that's a throwaway. I'm really not going to keep true, because what does if true mean? I have no idea. So I'm going to take and see what I did up here. I wanted to say if which ball is less than or equal to 1. Well, now I want to say if new one is less than or equal to 1. That's what I want to do. So I'm grabbing a hold of new one, and I'm dragging it down to replace true. And it then says, set the value. Actually, all right, let's try that one more time. It's supposed to come up with the greater or equal. And eventually, there it is. Sometimes you have to drag it in a couple of times before it's happy. Less than or equal to. I want to say new one is less than or equal to 1. Because I want to say exactly what I set up here. If which ball is less than or equal to 1, I want to say if new one is less than or equal to 1. I want to do exactly the same thing. Then I say, okay, if it is, I want to make the toy ball bounce. So I go over here to methods, I click on toy ball, and I drag the bounce in there so that I've said toy ball bounce. But to do that, I had to go up to toy ball, get its bounce method, and drag it over. Okay. So now the else, I want to ask another if. So I'm going to drag the if up here and say true again. And inside it, I'm going to drag new one down and hope that it cooperates. It did. So I can say less than or equal to 2. Well, if it's less than or equal to 2, I want to make the tennis ball bounce. And otherwise, I want to make the volleyball bounce. Whoops. Volleyball. Volleyball bounce. So now I've set it up so that if it's a decimal number less than 1, so 0 point something, the toy ball will bounce. If it is after 1 but less than 2, so that's 1 point something, then the tennis ball bounces. Otherwise, the volleyball bounces. Okay? So now if I run this, and that's what I'm going to do here is run it, they all go up, that's stat up. Those two bounce, and then they all go down, that's wrap up. Okay? And if I click on restart, they all go up, that's start up. Processing, I'm determining that one bounces and that one bounces. Again, I got the same 2. And they all go down. Sooner or later, I'll get a random number that will make the volleyball bounce. So I'll restart it one more time. All up. There goes the volleyball and the tennis ball. So the random number is determining what? When I started out, I just had 1 random number. Now I've got 2. So it worked with 2. Okay. What I want you to do now is set up a world with 3 different objects on it. Or more if you want to. And do what I did. But set up your own. You can open another version of Alice so that you can keep my version open if you want to. But I want you to start a world and build a world. So you're going to go in and you're going to say, you're going to start another view of Alice. Okay, wait a minute. If I want to click on Alice here, sorry. It says you already have Alice running. Would you like another copy? Yes. So if I want another copy, I click yes, and then I have another copy. So that you can keep the old version open if you want to. I come over here to templates. I choose snow, and I open it. I bring up 3 objects. So I'm going to take up, this time we'll go with 3 rabbits.
Make sure you can see them.
Yeah, no, those aren't very good, are they? Okay, we'll delete those and go back to penguins. Because they're the right color. Okay, so there's penguins. Somehow penguins show up better. So there's another penguin, there's another penguin. So I now have three penguins, penguin one, two, and three. So the first thing I do is I come in here to whirl my first method, and I need to create the startup method. So I take and I write startup, and there's the startup method. And I edit it, and I'm going to have penguin one say hello. So penguin is going to say hello.
Did everyone see how she made that startup method?
Yeah, create a method, right?
Right. Underworld. And now I'm going to say penguin two, and I'm going to drag over the say and have penguin two say hello. And then I'll click on penguin three and drag over the say, and penguin three says hello. So this is world startup. Now the problem is, back under world, my first method, I haven't told it to startup. So I have to go back to world and find my startup and drag it over. And now when I do world my first method, it will say, go do startup. Okay? So when I run this, it will simply do startup. Hello, hello, hello. Okay? Then I would say create new method, and I would call this one process. And this is where I put the if statement in the random. And then I would say create new method, and I call this wrap up. And in wrap up, I can have each of the penguins say goodbye, for example. Questions? Get to work.
Anyone have any questions?
Notice it has a lot of background, but it doesn't give you any backgrounds that go to the ocean, like no fish or anything.
Oh, yeah, there's fish.
I didn't see fish.
Yeah, you probably have to download.
There's fish. The problem with download is this gets reset. So you don't want to bother with download because at the close of the computer, everything gets reset.
Oh, no, I don't know. Say, like, if you want to download, so like Photoshop, you can download things like that.